Resonance is a professional vocal ensemble here in Omaha, and they are celebrating their 10th season with dazzling productions.
We started off with Mozart Requiem in the fall. Our music director, Baron Breland, conducted that performance at Countryside Community Church. And then we continued on with our first opera. We did Amal and the Night Visitors at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in January.
They are ending their 10th season celebration with Godspell, a full Broadway stage musical story by Stephen Schwartz. Tara Cowherd is the executive director of Resonance, and she says that their passion for sharing stories through songs is what makes them unique.
However we want to tell it, whether it is a requiem or it is an opera or a musical or a choral work, we want to share that with others. There's a lot going on in Omaha, and our singers are very busy with a variety of different things, so that's about as much as we can handle.
When Resonance was planning on doing a Broadway production, they thought of the First United Methodist Church, a very appropriate place for Godspell. Tiffany Hash is the director and choreographer. She is an artist with an extensive background and experience on Broadway, and who is very familiar with Resonance and the Omaha community. She supports the idea of Resonance of doing a variety of music in their shows.
We're doing very classical music to rock, pop, contemporary music, which is very Stephen Schwartz. And, you know, Godspell, when it first came out, the songs were on the radio. And my mother is not a musical theater person, but she knows almost all of the songs, because as she was growing up, these were pop songs for her generation. But what I really love about so much of Stephen Schwartz's shows, not just Godspell, not just Wicked, but you look at those shows, you look at Children of Eden, you look at Pippin, all of these shows that he's done. And what's really sweet and lovely about a lot of his writing is there's this childlike quality with all of his shows, and there's an innocence with all of the characters in it.
Hash says that when children watch Godspells, it's a great opportunity not only to enjoy the show, but to find out other interests, like maybe becoming an artist one day.
If experiencing a show is newer to you, this is a really great one to see. But music just has a really special way of forcing us to listen.
Godspell is started on the weekend of the 18th of March and runs until the 26th at the First United Methodist Church at 72nd and Cass Street. Cowherd says that to make this show accessible to everyone, tickets start at $10, and all students with an ID do not pay. For more information, you can visit resonancevoices.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.